exercise. There are literally millions of exercises, exercise machines, exercise equipment, exercise programs, exercise plans, and people who have opinions about exercises. So how do you know which is the very best exercise for you? Would this exercise win a gold medal for being the best exercise, or would it just get a silver or bronze medal and not even rate as far as the best exercise for you to get the results that you want, the results that you'd like to get for your family, your friends, the people that you care about, and if you're a fitness professional, the results that you want to get for your clients? So how do you know that you have picked the very best exercise? Are you following somebody else's example? Have you become the expert in somebody else's opinion? Do you listen to what other people say and think, well, they must be right. They've got a degree in exercise science. I'm going to follow what they do. Or have you literally studied the anatomy and physiology of the human body and you know that you could give the right safe answer to the reason why you picked a particular exercise or exercise program? Then there's the common sense and logical questions that, whether you're a fitness professional or not, they make common sense to ask them. And if you are a true fitness professional, you should be able to answer all of these questions without any doubt, without any hesitation. You would just know. So here's the series of questions. Number one, why did I choose this exercise? Is it the best exercise to help me, my client, achieve their goal in the safest, fastest way possible? And that would probably be the very best question to ask every time. And after that, it probably doesn't matter. Because if you can answer that question effectively, everybody should feel safe and comfortable and secure in doing that particular exercise. However, there is another question. Is it the best exercise or exercise program to make me stronger, faster, leaner, which is usually the goal of people when they do an exercise? I either want to get stronger, I want to get faster, or I want to get leaner. And is it the best exercise for that, or did I just pick it because I could feel it in a certain place, or I'd heard it was good, or there was a football coach that said this was a great exercise to make me faster or leaner? Or do I actually know that this is the very best exercise for me to get stronger, faster, leaner? Third question, is this exercise safe? And ultimately, that should be the number one question, because if you are a fitness professional, the number one rule is that you would never injure your client now or ever in the future. So is the exercise safe now, and will it be safe if this person continues to do it for the next 5, 10, 50 years? And that's an interesting question, because there are a lot of exercises that won't hurt you today, but if you keep doing them over and over and over, ineffectively or effectively, you'll end up wearing out the joint, and in 10 to 15, 20 years time, that client won't be able to do that exercise anymore. You won't be able to do that exercise anymore, because although it's not dangerous today, it has hurt you long term. So that's a good question to ask. Question four, is there a high or low risk that if this exercise is performed incorrectly, it will hurt me? All exercises are dangerous. I can drop a dumbbell on my toe. Somebody can run past me in the park and my arm gets hyperextended. There's lots of things that can happen. But is this a low risk or high risk exercise if I perform it incorrectly that I will get injured short term or long term? So a lot of exercises, even if I'm performing them incorrectly today, won't hurt me. So something like a squat, for instance, it won't hurt me today if I do it incorrectly. An upright row won't hurt me today if I do it incorrectly. A shoulder press won't hurt me if I do it incorrectly. Probably won't hurt me today. It could if it was too heavy. But if I keep doing it over and over, and there comes the challenge if you're training other instructors or you're training groups of people, that you cannot control what every single person does. So you want to have a low risk exercise, that even if this person performs this exercise incorrectly, it's not going to injure them acutely right now. Question five, is this a functional exercise? Simply meaning, is it a natural movement for the human body to do? Now, not if the person is a performing artist in the circus, and not if they're in the army and they crawl along the ground because they have to hide from the enemy. But bottom line, is this a functional exercise? It's a natural movement for any human body to do. And it's a really important question to ask, because why would you want your client to do something that wasn't functional to their life? Question six, are there any shearing forces across the joint? We know that the joints can handle compression forces exceptionally well. Shearing forces cause damage fairly quickly. So how can I justify potentially injuring my client now or ever? So you have to ask yourself, does this exercise have any shearing forces across the joint? Question seven, is there a better exercise to achieve the same outcome that I think this exercise will give? So somebody might say, well, I'm doing shoulders because I'm doing shoulder press, or I'm doing a front lat raise or a side lat raise for my shoulders. However, is there a better exercise long term that will make your shoulders stronger, that will be safer for your shoulder? And of course, the answer is yes. So you have to, do you want to give your client that particular exercise, or do you want to give them the best exercise that will be the safest exercise long term for their shoulder, any other part of their body? And then the last question, even if your client loves a certain exercise, or you love to do a certain exercise, or you love the feeling that you get from that exercise, as a fitness professional or as somebody who cares about the person you're sharing this information with, you should do this exercise. Do you feel confident that if that client was injured, or if you were injured, or if your mum was injured doing that exercise, you would take full responsibility for prescribing it? So you look at that exercise and say, if somebody gets hurt doing this exercise, I would take responsibility and say I did the very best I could do to show them how to do the exercise properly, or it was the best exercise for them to do, but unfortunately we had an accident. Because in a court of law, you would have to take responsibility for saying I prescribed that exercise and here are all the reasons why. These are really important questions, because you don't want to hurt your client, you don't want to hurt yourself, you don't want to hurt the people that you care about, but you do want people to be exercising long term so they can be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime. So are you sure that the exercises that you are prescribing are safe, they're functional, they won't hurt your client now or in the future, and you would be fully willing to take responsibility for prescribing that exercise in a court of law? And you won't be able to say, but I chose that exercise because I saw it in a bodybuilding magazine, or I saw it on a bodybuilding video, or it was recommended to me by somebody at the gym. That would not stand up in a court of law. Know who you are, know why you're saying the things that you're saying, and be proud of what you're sharing with the world, because it's the very best that they could do to become healthy, fit, and strong for a lifetime.